It's Friday and time for StoryCorps. Today, a conversation about witnessing something as a child and not truly understanding it until decades later. Glynette Rozelle and her half-sister Jennifer Mack grew up outside of Oklahoma City during the 1970s. They were used to hearing their parents fight, but at StoryCorps, they remembered the night everything changed for their family. Jennifer was 10 years old, Glynette was 7. And a warning here, some listeners might find this story disturbing.
One night, Mom said, I'm going to go to the bathroom and powder my nose. And she went in there and shut the door. And I remember Daddy running, saying, you're not going to shut that door on me. And he kicked open the door.
They were arguing, and she was trying to get to the phone and call the police. And he yanked the phone out of the wall.
I remember hearing a boom, boom. And then something whizzing by my arm and hitting the butter dish. And then Daddy collapsing right in front of me. She had killed him.
They never charged her. The police decided it was self-defense. We as a family unit, we shut down and we never spoke of it again. I don't remember Mom ever talking to any of us about it.
For years, I hated Mom. We'd be driving down the road and a certain song would come on the radio. And she'd look at me and said, you know, I loved your daddy, didn't you? But I didn't know if she really did, because why would she do what she did? Probably about a year after Mom died, I started asking questions. And he hadn't been beating Mom in the face with a shoe that night. Evidently, that's what she was used to, is being beat on.
Glenn was dangerous. He controlled with a fist or a leather belt.
And I think she just finally got tired of it.
She was 38 when she shot Glenn. She was extremely young. And 38 years old and never to have dated or remarried or found love again.
Mm-hmm.
I always wondered how her life could have been different.
She was our protector. A strong woman who would do anything for her family. And I wish I would have hugged her more, done more with her, loved her more.
That was Glynette Rozelle and her sister Jennifer Mack. Their full StoryCorps interview will be archived at the Library of Congress.